John Hurdle, we appreciate you taking time to join us on The Green this week to talk about your latest story.
Hi, Tom.
Let's start with the basics about this technology you delved into. Who developed it, and what exactly does it do?
Well, this is called anaerobic digestion, and what that means is that the company uses microbes to break down biodegradable material in the absence of oxygen. It's a familiar technique, and it's used worldwide. In fact, the company that's doing it, Bioenergy Devco, says that they've built more than 200 plants in 7 countries around the world. But it's not so much used in the U.S., especially not on the large scale that they're planning it at the moment. And the material in this case, the biodegradable material in this case, is chicken waste, not manure and other waste products from Delaware's poultry industry.
And so the idea here is that it's going to kind of keep that waste and those type of things out of the soil and out of the groundwater. But your story also notes that there's some other benefits beyond just improving groundwater quality. What are some of the other benefits this process, this technology provides?
The biggest one is the production of natural gas. What the technique does is to take methane that is naturally generated by this process, and of course methane is a very potent greenhouse gas, and so they'll be capturing the methane enough of it, and then selling it to natural gas utilities and producing enough natural gas to the company says to fuel 5,000 homes. Not only is the methane captured in that way and used, but it's also the process prevents it from entering the atmosphere where it will add to greenhouse gases.
You mentioned that this technology has been used elsewhere. Do we have any sense of what its track record is so far and where else it has been tried?
Well, as I said, there's about 7 countries around the world where this is used, and the company that's setting up in Delaware is at pains to point out that this is a proven technology, and so it's been shown to be quite a successful technique, and so they're anxious to use this in Delaware as a major poultry producing location.
As I think you alluded to earlier, the idea is that maybe they're doing it on a larger scale here than previously.
Yes, they are. There are some locations, individual farms where the technique is being used, but BDC is planning to use this as a much bigger application, and it's doing so by buying a facility a composting facility that's already being operated by Purdue Farms in Seaford.
I was going to say that takes us right to where we want to go next, which is where are they introducing this in Delaware, and who is involved in making it happen?
Those two companies, part of the strategy here that BDC is using is that they see this as not only a first for Delaware but also as a national showcase. I mean that the technology is the company says in its infancy in the United States. Especially for the processing of poultry waste at this scale, and they want to show the rest of the country that this can work, and of course they're very anxious to be scaling it up.
Why is Delaware a place that makes sense to start that and use as a showcase?
Well, I think there's two reasons for that, Tom. I mean, one is that obviously we've got a very big, very economically important poultry industry here. But the other thing is that there's a long-running problem with the contamination of water supplies as a result of chicken waste being spread on fields. There's one example of that is in Millsboro in Sussex County, where in the last couple of years, some residents have lost the use of their private water wells. And they say that that's because of contamination that's come down from the as a result of locally based poultry companies spreading chicken waste on the field. That finds its way down through the soil and into the water table, and so that's and that situation actually gave rise to two lawsuits that were filed in 2018, accusing the company Mount Air of contaminating local water supplies and forcing some residents to actually to be using bottled water. The company, we should say, admitted that it did have a problem with a wastewater treatment plant, but denied that it was responsible for the water contamination, saying that the contamination predated its purchase of the plant near Millsboro back in 2000.
And that at least one of those cases, or both those cases, are heading to arbitration, or they're trying to go to arbitration?
Yes, there's some mediation that's going on at the moment. There's been, as a result of which, there's speculation that there'll be a settlement announced between the two parties, but that's all we know right now.
What's the timetable for this project, and are there any issues to kind of getting it up and running here?
Well, the timetable, the company says that within the next 60 to 90 days, they're hoping to get the state to transfer the permits which are currently held by Purdue Farms. Those will be transferred to BDC, and then they're hoping to get additional permits for additional quantities of production at the seafood location. They're hoping to get DENREC to issue those permits during 2020.
What kind of impact does BDC hope this initial facility will have in Sussex County short term?
Well, one of the things they're saying is that it'll generate 50 jobs. But I think that the bigger impact they're hoping is that the waste that appears to currently contribute to these water problems that we were talking about earlier will be prevented from getting into the water system and at the same time will be converted into these useful products, that is natural gas and commercially viable compost that can be used for fertilizers on fields without these contaminants that we've been talking about.
But short term, it's only going to handle a relatively small percentage of the waste that's produced, correct?
That's correct, yes. At the moment, the seafood facility is permitted for 30,000 tons a year, which is I guess you could say a drop in the bucket compared with the total amount of chicken waste that's produced in Delaware every year. But of course, BDC says that they're hoping to scale that up.
I was going to say, so long-term prospects, they feel they can do a lot more if this gets off the ground properly.
Well, they do, and as I said, they're hoping that this becomes a showcase. And they're really looking at this as kind of a win-win situation, that they're removing the contaminants and simultaneously using the waste material to create useful products.
So I guess the hope is maybe more of these type of facilities in Delaware, and then moving out from there to other places around the country.
I think that's the intention. I mean, they haven't published any specific plans on that yet, but they seem to be seeing this as a pilot project.
All right, John Hurdle, we appreciate your time and your reporting. As always, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.